Welcome to the Max Living Podcast.
We're here to help you live your life to its fullest potential by taking control of your health, identifying the cause of common health challenges, and removing interference. Whether your health journey has had its ups and downs, you're looking for natural answers to common health questions, or you're an advocate for health freedom, come and join us.
Let's align your health.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Max Living Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ryan Berlin, with my co-host, my wife, Ashley Berlin. And we're excited today because we have on one of our very best friends, an Ohio Max Living chiropractor, and someone who we just have a lot of respect for. He currently has a project called Project Iron Warrior, teaching people how to live, lead, and love in very intentional ways, particularly men who are fathers, who are needing to be leaders and step up. He's been in practice for 10 years. He's been a Max Living doctor most of his entire career. He's a certified wellness practitioner. This guy used to wrestle for the Ohio Bobcats. In fact, at one time he was Max, the freshman of the year, and then went on to take his wrestling career into a whole different category of CrossFit, overcame a neck surgery. It's actually what led him to his chiropractic story. He was a games athlete in 2013 and competed in regionals from 2011 to 2014. Nobody questions whether this guy is living, loving, or leading properly in his own faith, health, and fitness. And the closer you are to him, the more you know that to be true. So without any further ado, I'd like to welcome on my friend and fellow Max Living doctor, Dr. Brandon Schreiner.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate you having me on the podcast. You guys are solid people. I look at the Berlins and as a measuring stick for our family. Some of the things that you guys are doing on social media and how you guys raise your boys and how you guys lead your family. You guys are solid people. So it's an honor to be on the podcast. I really appreciate it.
Oh my gosh. Thank you, Brandon.
It's an honor to have you. And I think, this is the whole point of what we're trying to talk about today with you and why we value like this conversation so much as when a rising tide, all ships rise, right? And so the idea is like, you have no idea how much we look at what you're doing in your life and it motivates us and, vice versa. And that's the whole point. Like, that's what Max Living, when that's what the community is.
I'm going to tell
about.
You right now, Brandon, your wife, Samantha, your wife, Sam, when we took a family trip together, we were all a bunch of families all in a house. I don't think I've ever seen anybody work out so hard in my life. I mean, like literally, like she really like, and I've owned a gym for 10 years. Like she really puts 150% into the workout. Like it was amazing. She's phenomenal.
I remember we went out on a trail run. Do you remember this trail run? We went out on this trail run and I'm not a runner. First of all, I don't enjoy running. I don't, there's nothing about it that's fun to me. But I'm like, all right, I'm out with my friends. I'm making jokes the whole time. We go out and I'm like, how far are we running out? And that means how far are we running back? And we get back and I'm like, that wasn't enjoyable to me. And then she runs.
We don't do that stuff on vacation.
Yeah, no, I like to work out on vacation, just right. Not running. That's evil. Yeah. So then she runs around the back of the house and I look out there and her and another Max Living doctor, Dr. Katie Benson, they're out there like doing box jumps up onto the fire pit and, just crazy stuff. And they continue to go at it for another 20, 35 minutes, whatever it was. So it's just really impressive that obviously, I know that about you, but it's cool to see that this is not something that is just Dr. Brandon Schreiner. This is the Schreiner family. And I think that speaks to what you're doing currently. And I don't want to take anything away from Sam. I think that's what Ashley was trying to say is that you guys are leading together, but Project Iron Warrior is, currently it's kind of specifically about men and their role. So just tell us a little bit about what happened. Why, what did you see? What was the need you saw and what are you looking to do with Project Iron Warrior?
Yeah. So but before I get into that, I just want to say just real quick story. When Sam and I were in chiropractic school, so we started hanging out in chiropractic school and she was training for the Atlanta Marathon. And at the time, she was training with a torn meniscus in her knee. And she didn't know that the Atlanta Marathon was that hilly. And of course, in 98, or it was 96, I forget when the Olympics were there, but that was an Olympic caliber course. And that was the first time in my life that I had ever been in a relationship where I was not the one that was competing and she was the one that was competing. So it was like, just kind of, it was Thanksgiving morning. And, you know, the plan was just like, I'm going to, you know, make the turkey. I'm going to do all this stuff. And it was really humbling for me to just be on the sidelines and not be the one that everybody else is cheering on. Well, anyway,
you're the cheerleader. Yes.
Yeah. I was a cheerleader, which is an athlete as well. So don't take that the wrong way. But
yeah.
The point was, is that I at like mile 18, I just haven't heard from her. And, you know, I texted her and I said, "Hey, Sam, are you okay?" And she's like, "I'm not okay." And I said, "Well, do you want me to, you know, come get you?" And she goes, "No." And what she told me on the phone, I can't tell you on the podcast.
It's
profane language. But the point was that she said, "Don't call me again until I cross the finish line and then we can finish." And so at that particular point in time, I knew that that was the woman that I was going to marry.
She's
feisty. She's feisty. There's no quit. I'm training for a 50-mile ultra trail marathon at Manistee State Park in 2 weeks. So I just completed a 12-hour prove it day where I started at 12:15 p.m. after a busy shift on a Friday. And then we ran 12 hours until 12:15 a.m. And the reason why I did that is I had planned to do that on a Saturday, but her sister was coming in town and she looked at me and said, "You're going to have to do this another time." And I said, "Well, I mean, that's not really convenient for me." And she goes, "You chose this. So you need to suck it up and you need to get it finished." And so that's my wife. I mean, she loves me strong. She,
so good.
She tells me what I need, what I want, what I need to hear, not what I want to hear.
Yep.
And, she strengthens me in a lot of different ways at which I'm weak. And so, you know, that's just my wife. I mean, the whole Project Iron Warrior, our mission is to equip and empower men to live, lead, and love strong. And really, this whole thing started at one of my best friends in chiropractic. He had, you know, committed suicide, and in that particular moment, you know, I had lost one of my best friends. But at that particular moment, I actually began to come alive because I was very comfortable in my life. I was very comfortable in my finances. I was very comfortable in practice. There was not really a whole lot about my life that, or our life, that you would look at and say, "Wow, like, you know, it's a great family." And Sam and I looked at each other and said that we've got to do something different to equip and empower men to do this better. Because I think the stigma is that, hey, I work 8 hours, I come home, I sit on the couch while mom, you know, does the dishes and does the laundry, and I'll sit on the couch, drink a Busch Light, and then they'll serve me. And really, that just needs to be changed. So we're really trying to, you know, create some programs and create some community and some brotherhood where, you know, men can come together. They can sharpen each other as iron sharpens iron, and really not to unempower women, but really to step up as men. So that way, you know, we can take some of the load. And from a healthcare standpoint, I mean, I know you guys maybe see this in the office. I see it all the time that women are obviously a lot of times the ones that are wanting to make the health decisions. And as you've had Ryan Sousley on the podcast, I had him on our Project Iron Warrior podcast. He said it very, very, very well. He said, you know, we're the tip of the spear. And so we have to be the ones that are sharp to begin to have those conversations and make those decisions. Because it's not that mom can't make those decisions, but she wants somebody there with her to kind of go through the storm together. Not just, "Hey, you handle this. Whatever decision that you want to make, honey, is okay with me." You know, whether or not we want to, you know, vaccinate our kids or whatever, that's not really my role. That's not really my thing. You know, whether or not we want to, you know, eat advanced plan or exercise, like, I've got my stuff. Like, we can no longer separate that. We're a unit. I use the example on Project Iron Warrior. So I'm a hunter. I love to hunt. I love to fish. I love the outdoors. And so I love the analogy of an arrow. So you've got an arrow, and at the tip of the arrow, you've got a broadhead. And so the broadhead is the thing that cuts. It's what pierces through an animal. It'll cut through ribs. It'll cut through things to be able to kill it. Right. And then you've got a shaft, and the shaft is kind of, it's flexible. And without the shaft, like, you can't get shoot. And then the fletchings are like our faith, it's God. It's really the, what allows the arrow to be able to fly accurately and to hit what it is that we're going after. And so I always tell men that our wives and our kids are kind of like the shaft. Like, without them, there's no direction to where we're going. Like, we can cut through stuff, but
nor is there purpose.
Yeah, there's no purpose to it. You know, it's like, I've got really big muscles and I work out every day, but like, what's the purpose? You know, and so we've got to be sharp as men because if our broadhead is dull, I mean, you could have great directional force, you could have great guidance, but if you're dull, man, you're just going to bounce right off. And then our wives are like, man, like, when are you going to step up and start sharpening yourself? Like, get yourself together. Like, we're in this together. So that's the essence of Project Artwork.
All right, we got to spend a minute right here.
Yeah, there's so many. I mean, like, there's so many pieces of this that were amazing.
This is what happens when we get people on the podcast, is they can just like start dropping wisdom. And it's like, wait a minute. Let's go back and pull some stuff out of this, because I think there's some really, really, really important pieces here. And one of them is that women make the healthcare decisions in the family. And a lot of women make a lot of the logistical decisions in the family, right? Because a lot of times men, it's like, they're going off and they're like, they're going to provide, you know, and this was the same way back in the Paleolithic days. Like, they're going out to hunt and the women have to make some choices through the day, and they're making decisions and they're bouncing some of these decisions off their husband. They want to hear their opinion on them or whatever, but ultimately they're making decisions. But for the man to not have an opinion in it doesn't empower the woman, right? And so I think there's this element of where men should have relatively strong opinions, and then they should actually back them up with action. And then that in turn empowers the women to go, okay, this is the direction we're heading. This is the I can get behind this guy, right? Like this goes all the way back to courting. It's like, I could buy into this, you know, but as a man, like, that shouldn't end with marriage. It should be like constantly that the man is making some decisions and the wife's like, I can get behind this. And logistically I can get us there. You know what I mean? And so I think there is this role in healthcare where men need to have an opinion about it. Men need to, they need to live it out. Like, even taking care of their own health first, you know, not first meaning them first and their family second, no, but like taking the lead and taking care of themselves so that their families will follow suit and also be healthy. It's just such a strong concept.
Okay. So this go ahead, Brandon.
I was just saying, just women just, you know, I think that my wife, and I'm using this because this is my wife, and, you know, from what I know, and just, you know, taking care of, you know, thousands of women and patients over the last 10 years, is that women want to feel supported. You know, they don't necessarily want to be the ones that are cutting through, but they want to feel like they're supported in that journey. And so, you know, hey, are we going to go to church this week? Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, I asked my boys asked me, hey, Dad, are we going to go to church this weekend? I'm like, yeah, we go to church. Like, we're men of integrity and character. That's the code of the Shriner family. We're men of integrity and character. We do things maybe that we don't feel like doing all the time. Hey, Daddy, why do you work out every morning? Why I work out every morning? Because, you know, God gave us this body, and it's on loan for us to do big and mighty things. And so if we're weak or we're unhealthy, we're not going to be able to do the things that we need to do. And really what that does, that's just kind of like this, okay, you know, I can, I don't have to be so perfect as a mom. Like, I don't have to feel like I've got it all together, because I see those moms in practice. Like, they're the ones that are taking the kids to the doctor visits. They're the ones that are taking the kids to soccer practice. They're the ones that, you know, are deciding whether or not we're going to go to church or we're going to go to VBS. And then Dad, you know, is the one that's going and, you know, grinding for 8 hours, and then comes home and is like, well, I don't want to deal with that right now. And then it's like this massive load of stress and anxiety. And this is where you got a lot of women that are, you know, on, you know, anxiety medications, depression medications, all these different types of things. And really, if we would just step up and become a little stronger, then a lot of that kind of stuff would begin to get into fit. And not that challenges don't happen. I mean, I always tell patients that subluxation and stress will never go away. And if we know that subluxation and stress and all the things of the world will never go away, then that's just a key to make sure that we are stronger, we're preventative in what we're doing, because the storm is going to come. It's never going to go away. And so, you know, if we're going to run into the storm, we've got to make sure that we're strong in every aspect of our life. And men need to step up and begin to take some of that load away from the mom.
You know, I love this conversation and the premise, like this idea, because we actually had this conversation today on the way here to sit down and talk to you, Brandon, that like, there's so many women that make the healthcare decisions, right, in the family. And one of the beautiful things about this conversation is that it shows us how the principles of chiropractic, like the truths of chiropractic, there are principles that permeate through everything in life. And one of those concepts is that nothing happens in isolation, right? Like, nothing in the body happens in isolation. And that's a big that's a big shift for a chiropractic patient when they come in our office, where if they're used to a traditional medical model, then, you know, somebody's just talking about their toe, or they're just talking about their thyroid, or they're just talking about their heart condition, or they're just talking about, you know, this one thing that's happening in isolation. And when you come in our clinic, we're talking about everything, because we know nothing happens in isolation in the body.
Yeah, we know that that gallbladder that's not working, it's going to take addressing your overall health to get that gallbladder back functioning. Like, your right. vision has to be different than just your gallbladder.
Right, but that same principle permeates through to this concept of these healthcare decisions can't be made in isolation. It can't just be the mom that's walking in and saying, like, I'm going to change our diet. I'm going to change this. I'm going to do this for our kids. And then you have the dad over here on a different planet, you know, operating in a whole different thing. And that's one of the big reasons why when you come into a Max Living office, you're coming in at some point with your spouse. Like, your family is coming in. Your kids are getting checked. Your husband or your wife is coming to that doctor's report to know what's going on.
All right, let's break that down for a second, because, you know, if you're a new patient, and there's a chance, because listen, it's not perfect all the time. There are times that people's spouses don't come to doctor's report and don't learn with them.
Right.
But our goal in a Max Living office is that the entire family's healthy. So when mom comes in and she's having a neck issue and she's having headaches and her thyroid's dysfunctional, and we talk about, like, let's get your husband to the report of findings so that we can talk to you guys about how to turn this around. What we're really talking about is, how do we help mom turn this around so she can be the best mom and the healthiest mom and be a mom for a very long time? And how do we make sure dad supports her? And then how do we make sure the kids never go down this road? And our vision, I think, for our patients sometimes is bigger than they know what we're looking for, because we just met them on the first or second visit. And so this is such a big concept that I think, as a Max Living doctor, that your Max Living chiropractors are thinking about things sometimes bigger than what your vision is. And I know that that's what you're doing also with these men, is you're like, man, if you guys could just see this vision that we have for what your lives could look like, then you would, you know, follow the steps in the program.
Right. You know? Thinking of the macro, not the micro.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, if you're a Max Living patient, if you're listening to this podcast, just so you know, the reason why we have a spouse, or we really, you know, push for the spouse, 9 times out of 10, the husband to come to the doctor's report, has nothing to do with the fact that you can't make financial decisions. Actually, that's the smallest little piece of it. The reality is that we don't want you. There's a big difference between isolation and solitude. Over the last 3.5 years, like, we've been this isolation. Isolation means you're alone. You're not in community. You're, like, isolated from other people, versus, like, you know, Jesus went into solitude so that way he could get stronger, so he could be better and other areas of his life. There's a massive difference there. Like, we don't want you in isolation when it comes time to, hey, my kids aren't feeling well. What should we do? Should we take them to the chiropractor and get adjusted versus, you know, go get a medication? It has everything to do with the fact that you can make your own decisions. You are a very, very powerful individual. God has created you to be strong. At the same time, dad needs to be there to at least understand the concepts as to why you are going through this process. Why are you doing your home care every day? What's that crazy thing that's over the door that he wakes up to when he goes to the bathroom? Like, what is that thing? Like, I have families that dads are like, I always make fun of her for wearing that crazy looking head weight. And I was like, man, like, that is a huge problem, because if you're not supporting her, or the fact, you know,
she's not likely to do it and keep doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's like, hey, if you're alone or you're isolated in that decision-making process, there, it's really difficult for the mom to say, hey, we're going to change our diet, or we're going to start eating this way, because this is the way that, you know, God intended our bodies to eat. And we got to start taking some of this out. What do you mean, honey? Like, how is this bad? Or, hey, you know, the mom comes home and she kind of lays out this chiropractic care plan for, you know, 3 times a week for 8 weeks. Like, why in the heck do you need to go to a chiropractor 3 times a week for 8 weeks? There's just no support there. So it's really just about getting everybody on the same page so that as a family unit, you can become stronger. Because, like I said, I mean, the storms of life are always going to come. And when you're on the same page, when you're able to make decisions together, the longevity of that is huge. I mean, I would even say that I tell my staff, like, we're a spouse at doctor support office. It has nothing to do with the finances. It has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with that. I want that family in my office 10 years from now. Like, I want that. yeah, with that family in the office, that they're the ones that are calling us saying, hey, my kids aren't feeling very well. And I know it's the weekend, but we want to get them adjusted, like that you're building that foundation there.
So here's the thing. I don't want to stay here for you know, a really long time, but you're right. Like the financial side of it, look, finances are important. And sometimes people make decisions on whether the whole family is going to start care now or not because of finances. But what I noticed over the last several weeks is we have, you know, people who spouses have come to doctor's report and the family didn't start immediately. And we have people who came to doctor's report without their spouse being there. But here's one thing I've noticed. When mom comes in and mom's making some decisions and mom's needing to take care of herself. So, cause you know, God forbid the wheels fall off with mom like that. That's more often than not, when husbands come, they're like, mom's hesitant to spend time or money away from family to get something fixed. And the husband's like, no, you're fixing that, because if you go down, it all goes down.
This ship's going down.
And so here's what I notice is when he does come to doctor's report and they hear the principal and they understand it, and yet the family doesn't start just yet. The first time they come up against something, the first ear infection, the first thing, it's like, let's get him in and get him checked. And the husband's already there. He already, all right, yep, let's do it. We should have done it back then, but you know, X, Y, and Z, but let's take care of this problem. Versus husband didn't come to doctor's report, kid's on his fifth ear infection. And you're like, man, these kids, chiropractic kids don't get that many ear infections. Like, let's get him checked. Let's see what's going on. And they're like, I know, I want to. My husband's just not on board. It's like, of course he's not on board, because he never heard the principal in the first place. And so there's this idea, and I think there's an element of ignorance to it, where some people want to remain willingly ignorant because the information would change them. And I think that's part of what you're trying to do with these guys, is like, all right, we're putting it in front of you. It's time to make a decision. It's either do it or don't do it. But if you make the decision to do it, here's what it looks like, and here's what it looks like to step up. And tell me, like, that's got to be a piece of what you're doing with Project Iron Warrior.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, men, including myself, like we have an ego problem. Like we don't like to know that we have problems. Like we don't like to know that we've got imperfections. Like we don't like to know that, you know, there are things that we have to work on. And really, boys become men when they begin to kind of take down that fortress or those walls, and they become open to learning, and they become open to hearing, like, people loving them stronger by telling them what they need to hear, not what they want to hear. So I think that's been the biggest struggle with men, especially myself. I mean, a lot of the concepts and the principles that I teach, you know, men around the country, all just comes from my own personal struggle of perfection and comparison. And I don't want anybody to know that I'm weak or that I'm broken. And oftentimes when we stay in that fortress or the walls are up, we're hurting, but we have a really hard time letting people in. And so, yeah, I mean, it's a really, really, really hard thing for a man. And I really can't tell you why that is.
Do you feel like it's a perpetuating problem? Like when we've had maybe men, I mean, we love them, our fathers or whatever, but when we've had men who maybe didn't step up into some of these roles, it created some of those things of like, I have to perform to win my dad's affection because there's these, you know, like it, or maybe dad wasn't around. Maybe there just wasn't a leader. And what is this about specifically? Because, you know, it's not that women aren't allowed, but what is it specifically about men speaking into men or men speaking into boys? Cause I go to dad's camp every year, you know, with my son, and like dad's camp is just profoundly just awesome in how my son wants to hear my words about him. But we do this thing called affirmation circle, where the other dads who are with me for a few days, they speak into my son and vice versa. Then we go into our affirmation circle. So cool to see these kids light up when other dads notice the same thing that their dad has been telling them about. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, you can't, there's no substitution for a dad or a male figure speaking into their sons or their daughters. I mean, you know, I actually read some research that that 95% of the time, you know, when dad is actively seeking after his faith and leading and loving and living strong, then 95% of the time, the kids and the wife will follow suit. When it's just the kids, you know, they get involved in small group and they go to you know, Wednesday night, you know, youth group or whatever. I mean, it's actually 15% of the time will the rest of the family follow. 40% of the time when mom is actively seeking after health or fitness or faith, will the rest of the family. So there's something about this innate wisdom or this kind of hierarchy of order at which, you know, dads speaking into their kids and dads speaking into their sons, do they listen? There's just, you can't substitute that.
No, you can't. Yeah, no, you can't substitute it. And 100% of the time, we say this all the time, 100% of the time when Ryan Berlin is on just a banging workout schedule, like he's consistent, 100% of the time, like it motivates me and it gets me consistent and it leads me. And I have no shame in that. And then in turn,
what happens is you go into the gym, you're working out, and then the kids end up in the same room as you half the time.
Yes.
And now they're working out and it perpetuates. And there's a, you know, spiritually, I don't care what religion you are, but I think spiritually there is principles that I personally think they're, you know, biblical principles, but also I think that if they are truly biblical principles, and if I'm right, that's, you know, who we should be honoring, I think they permeate across. It's like gravity. Yeah. If the Christian God created the world and created gravity, then gravity applies to everybody. You know, if the Christian God created this principle that the man is to be a spiritual leader in his household, then I don't care what religion you are, you're going to notice truth in that across the board. You know what I mean? And so I just really think that that is a principle, that it doesn't make women less. It just means that there is a role for men. Women make amazing nurturers. Men usually make pretty crappy nurturers, you know, in a lot of cases. I know I do. Ashley just has a heart for the kids and be able to like pull them in. And like, you know, if there's an injury or emotionally, she's so much more connected to like, what, you know, if something's tough or going on, and I just don't have that same radar. The kid yesterday, my daughter, we thought she broke her arm, and it was like, she'll be fine.
During her morning workout routine. It's like,
broken arms, heel. She's fine. And no, but Ashley, like that nurturing side is so different. So women have these incredible strengths, and then there's these strengths that men have. And I think that, you know, the idea that because one is stronger in some aspect doesn't make the other weaker. It just means they're stronger in a different place.
It's a great, I mean, this is a throwback Furtick sermon. I mean, Brandon, you might remember this one, but Furtick did this sermon, Stephen Furtick, about dumb dichotomies, right? And like, and I think that speaking into this is like from the female perspective of it, if building up a man feels icky to you, like if something feels bad about that, that is a very dumb dichotomy, because there is nothing, it takes away nothing from a woman to build up a strong man. And literally it is just one of those things where it's like, where Ryan Berlin doing great things continues to help me rise and do great things as well. And there's no limit of the great things. And we're not just like handing them out. And there were six of them, and sorry, we gave them all to this guy and you guys had none left over. There's plenty for everybody. And so it's just one of those beautiful principles that not to make a dumb dichotomy out of it, something that doesn't have to be opposed to each other. We're all in congruency and together in this.
Well, I've never had, you know, just looking at this from like, you know, in everybody's life, I mean, a kid is born and it's being nurtured by the mother. You know, most of the time, you know, we're laying in bed, kids are screaming. It's like, I don't really have anything to give them. I mean, I could hold them, but really there's just that season of nurturing and loving and that emotional connection. And then it's really interesting, because what's the first word that comes out of most 98% of kids' mouth? What's their first word? Dada.
Dada. Yeah.
You know, it's dada. Like, and then moms are like, dang it. You know, like I've fed this kid, I've nurtured this kid, I've been up with this kid. And the first thing he says is this. And it, like with my kids, it's like, they do everything that I do. I mean, everything that I do, they do. I mean, they work out because I work out. Like they, if I'm eating bad food, they'll eat bad food. If I'm, you know, not, if they see me taking supplements, like my kids are like, hey dad, like I want to take supplements. You know, I want to take my yummies in the morning, but if I'm not taking my yummies in the morning, then they're not going to take their yummies in the morning. If they see me, you know, serving and out in the community, they're like, hey daddy, like I want to do that. There's nothing depowering. It's just, I think it's the order at which, you know, kids go. And so it's a really, really cool thing. And I think that's why, you know, for me, you know, chiropractic and removing interference so the body can heal and to function at maximum capacity. And then to add that layer of, you know, a dad or a strong man in the home that can just kind of reiterate that on a regular basis is just, it's super powerful.
That's awesome. So as you know, we're gonna close up here, but people can find you at projectironwarrior.com, right? That's a good place. Another one is Project Iron Warrior Podcast.
Yeah.
And we're awesome.
We're on SoundCloud, iTunes, Project Iron Warrior Podcast. Projectironwarrior.com, you can subscribe and you'll get some like weekly newsletter stuff. And we're coming up with some cool stuff. We're creating a what I call a strong 30 challenge. So, you know, like a challenge that we can do as men. It's 30 days, you know, faith, family, fitness, workouts, different types of levels, nutrition. Just, you know, when I think about regardless of where you're at as a man in your faith or your fitness or, you know, your relationship with your wife or your kids, you know, meeting you where you're at, but then giving you a challenge to become stronger. So we call it strong, stronger, strongest, right? So you've got different levels at which you can go to. And I really think that this is going to kind of turn men's ministry upside down. It's going to be, you know, a way for men to come together again. You know, the men's ministry, especially in the church, is the weakest ministry there is. I mean, there's just no, you know, it's like a, you know, weekend camping trip, and then you know, I'll see you later. I'll see you next year. But we've got to create some brotherhood. We've got to create some iron sharpening iron. No offense, but I just, you know, if I go to a small group and it's my wife and all other ladies, we're sitting around, you know, eating, you know, drinking coffee and eating cookies. Like, I don't want to open up about the things that I'm weak at. I'll just kind of sit back. But when I get around a campfire, when I'm out in the woods with other men and their boys, and we're shooting stuff and we're just talking about nature and we're hiking, like something happens in the spirit of a man where we begin to open up and become stronger, because that's where the sharpening has to happen. And the whole point of that is just to sharpen the tip of the spear. So we can be better for our wives. We can be better for our kids. We can be better for our community. We can be better doctors, we can be better pastors, and not perfect because nobody's perfect. And that's the other thing too, is that, man, we're broken, and it's okay. As long as we're constantly feeding into other men and getting feedback and they're loving us strong so we can become better, because to become idle is very dangerous. And I kind of saw that. And I see that a lot with men, is that we become comfortable. It's like, I'm good. And that leaves a massive opening for a bullet or an arrow to pierce us. And it's just not good. We gotta be proactive, just like with health. I mean, the best healthcare insurance in the world is just be proactive and don't get sick. And that's the same thing we have to do as men on a regular basis.
So good.
So good.
I like, it's awesome. You know, a position of like, false confidence creates a vulnerability. And if we sit back too long, you know, we become vulnerable. The whole hunter concept. Also, you know, wrapping up, all the analogies you're giving are so great. Like, women comfortably open up, like, with no offense, they enjoy it. I don't think any woman would argue with this. Yeah. Like, go get a pedicure, have a glass of champagne, they'll be opening up like crazy. You put men in that environment, they're shutting down. Like, you need trees, a gun in your hand, a campfire, you know, and men start opening up. So we just appreciate you for creating a space where men are able to do this and you're able to challenge them to do more. So again, check out projectironwarrior.com. If you are in the Columbus area, check out any of our Max Living doctors, but Dr. Brandon Schreiner is up there. That's where his home base is. And we just really appreciate you and appreciate you coming on and doing this with us, man.
I appreciate you guys. You guys are class acts. You guys are living, leading, and loving strong. And so, man, you guys are awesome examples for our network and for moms and dads out there. You guys have got some strong kids. So I know if my kids are around your kids, they're going to become stronger. And that's what it's all about. So I appreciate you guys.
That's the whole idea.
Thank you, Brandon.
Thank you. This has been another episode of the Max Living Podcast. Make sure to join us next week. Click, like, share. We will see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Max Living Podcast. To find a doctor near you, head to maxliving.com/locations.